getters and just going to betters. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Mark, before we get into our next subject matter, I know you're buying into the Panthers big time.
Oh, I like these guys. 2-0.
2-0. And, of course, you can catch the games right here on WJR. What a nice little thing for our area to have a football team that starts the season 2-0. Love that.
Oh, yeah. 24-10 over Philadelphia. So
yeah, maybe this is a harbinger of things to come for the season of the Lions. Of course, we mentioned in the opening segment this little bit of a distraction, we'll call it, going on with the Lions these days. A few players having some issues, of course, but hopefully they'll get it together. Of course, the NFL draft coming up this week too, Mark.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, right. And Kristen, while you may not follow it as closely, it's actually a pretty cool thing to watch. You know, if you watch the draft, it's they've made it into kind of an event. And of course, it's going to be here in Detroit next year, which is a really cool thing. The NFL bringing its draft here to Detroit. And it's quite an event to see these young men. They've worked their whole lives to get to this point. This is the big dream. And it's kind of their payoff, or certainly the start, the genesis of their payoff for all the hard work they put in. And, you know, to get drafted by an NFL team and to be part of the big show.
Right. I think Kristen's on it more than we think.
Really? Have you watched it, Kristen?
Well, no. Yeah. No, right. I've never watched it. But yeah. No, I take that back. I've never watched it in totality. However, you know, when they show like the highlight reel, I've seen that. And it is pretty emotional. It's exciting. It is exciting to watch these kids. I mean, really at that point, they're still... Right. Kids, they're either, you know, just coming out of college or they're leaving college early to go into the draft. That's and it exactly is exciting. Right. I mean,
and their families.
Oh my gosh, their families are jumping. Oh, it's so cute. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You got to remember a lot of these kids were given the old talk by a parent early on. Get a real job. You know, no one makes it to the NFL. And here are these kids, you know, look back at their mom and dad on that day when they're all so emotional. The kid gets drafted and I told you so.
Yeah. You know? No, it's fun to see hard work like that.
Absolutely.
Paying off in a real way, paying off.
Absolutely it is. And of course, for those of us who don't quite make it to the NFL, just miss.
they go to the Panthers.
Well, they go to the Panthers. Some of us, though, start businesses and become entrepreneurs, lead businesses of our own. In fact, many NFL players go on to lead successful businesses of their own. Becoming an entrepreneur is something that provides satisfaction in so many ways, but it's also challenging in so many ways. Now, whether you're an entrepreneur running a business or you're working for a hard-driving business, whatever it may be, we all deal with this issue, and we've all heard it, of trying to create a reasonable, we'll call it a reasonable level of work-life balance.
It seems ridiculous, honestly, for an entrepreneur to say, oh, I'm trying to achieve work-life balance as somebody that works for an entrepreneur. Okay, I'm listening. I want to hear.
Okay, okay. All right, now listen. We're going to give some tips. There's a new book that kind of summarizes all of this, and we'll get to that in a second. You know, I do want to give my own kind of perspective on this, though. Aside from, you know, how to achieve it, if you're struggling with trying to find that work-life balance, putting in too many hours, not spending enough time with your family, not getting enough of the life side of it because you're doing too much of the work side of it. Well, here's my perspective on it. You know, there's an old adage that we've heard many times. We hear entrepreneurs talk about it. I tell people this all the time. We've talked about it on the show. If you love what you do, if you really love what you do, as the saying goes, you never really work a day in your life. And what they're saying, of course, is if you really love your work, even the challenges and the struggles and all the rest of it, because you love what you do and you really love pursuing your dream, and this is it for you, this is your passion, whatever it may be, it is true that you don't tend to see it as quote-unquote work. You tend to see it as part of who you are, and it is part of your life. So there becomes a blurring of the lines of the work-life balance, and for some entrepreneurs who really do love what they do, they don't really see it as a struggle or a challenge trying to balance the two. It just kind of happens inherently. It is what it is, and it's good. Most of the time, of course, we're generalizing. But For many others, whether it's those who work for a hard driving company where there's lots of demands in order to keep your job and all the rest, or whether even it's an entrepreneur who starts a business that you may love, but that has become all consuming. It's gone beyond that loving your work, and it's really kind of now owns you as opposed to you owning that business. That's when things begin to tip. The scales tip and it becomes a struggle. And you look at your life and you say, God, I got into this because I wanted to improve the quality of my life. I became an entrepreneur because I wanted to either support my family or bring better things to my family or extra income or to have that pride of ownership that goes with it. But you know what? It's consumed me and it's gone too far. It's tipped over the edge. So for those of us that are feeling that way or struggling with it or have traditionally struggled with that work-life balance, again, whether the entrepreneur or whether working for a company, got a few tips. Here they are. Number one, in order to address the work-life balance, build your emotional capital. Now, as they say here, emotional capital is all the skills and ability that allow you to understand your emotions and recognize them in others and function with other people in a sensitive and rewarding manner. Now, they want to say building emotional capital is like building any storehouse of capital, whether it be funding, whatever it may be. Take stock. Take stock of how you're feeling. Take stock of what's making you feel less than good about it and so on. Figure out your state of emotional capital. That's number one. Number two, practice small habits for your health. Take time to get up, move around, reset, if you will. Get up, go for a walk. Don't get stuck sitting. Don't get stuck, period, doing anything. And it certainly address your mental health along the way, as well as your physical health. That's number two. Number three, be present. Be present. Don't constantly look down the road. Don't constantly think about where you're going or where you have to go. Think about where you are now and think about the good things happening in your life at this time. So some of this isn't just what you see is the reality of it. Sometimes the perception of the reality of it. You can shift your perception by taking stock and being present. And number four, make sure you delegate, automate and delegate. Use technology where you can to free up some of your time and delegate to others. Entrepreneurs have a real hard time letting go, but if you're going to achieve or have a shot to achieve what you perceive as work-life balance, you must be able to automate using technology and delegate to others you've learned to trust and count on. If you can do those things, this author says you're on your way, that being Clate Mask. He's an entrepreneur, leadership network, leader, teacher, coach, etc. He's brought these tips to us. And we've got more great content ahead. Once you get that organized, make sure you take stock and be present in the moment. Listening to the Paul W. Show next. Ann, I know we just have a little bit of time, but what do we have to look forward to? It's good to have you back, by the way, Ann. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. You know, you started the segment talking about the Michigan Panthers. I've got Sean here. We've got a winning team. This is exciting.
And it's outstanding. They're getting great defensive efforts. Last week it was the passing game. Yesterday it was the rushing game. Looks like a complete team so far as they improved to 2-0.
We're going to
really
talk about
exciting,
that this
guys.
Morning, you guys. Yes, yes.
Love it.
Yes. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. All right. We'll be tuning in right here at WJR. The Paul W. Show coming up next.